100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful winter storm bringing lots of rain and snow to Southern California.
Powerful storm system pummeling the west, unleashing flooding rains and heavy snow on Southern California. The storm swirling over the entire state. LA saw high winds of up to 40 miles per hour, coupled with record rainfall. Burbank also picked up more than half a foot of rain.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw. The EPA is stepping in, temporarily halting the removal of toxic waste from the site of the Eastern Ohio train derailment. While residents are eager to have the waste removed, local officials in other states where the waste is said to be stored are raising concerns. The EPA says it will review and vet all waste removal by the rail company before any more is transferred. The Biden administration's plan to forgive the student debt of millions of borrowers is set to have its day in court on Tuesday. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over challenges to the plan that would forgive up to $20,000 in individual loans. This is ABC News. State officials in Missouri are trying to oust St. Louis's controversial prosecutor.
St. Louis City Prosecutor Kim Gardner has come under increasing criticism the last couple of years, including charges of errors on indictments and backlog she blames on high staff turnover. Missouri's Attorney General is now calling for her dismissal after a recent incident in which a man who was speeding in downtown St. Louis hit and seriously injured a teenager who lost both of her legs. The suspect was out on bond facing robbery charges. His case had been dismissed by Gardner's office, even though he had violated terms of his bond more than 50 times. Gardner, a Democrat, claims the effort to remove her from office by Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, a Republican, is political. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
Some prominent newspapers are dropping the comic strip Dilbert after its creator urged white people to, quote, get away from black people and referred to black people as members of a, quote, hate group. Among those dropping Scott Adams's comic strip are the USA Today Network and major papers in L.A., Cleveland, and San Antonio. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is a double dip of work to kick off the Saturday night here. Ignition, that's their latest one. Crunch. Rocker, is there a better way to kick off Max Inc. Radio with a 10-minute song from work?
Wow. You know, that was an amazing song. I was sitting back listening, and I was like, wow, this is really good, Jimmy.
I hope you're all doing well. I'm Jimmy. That is Rocker. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hello, happy to have you along. You know, Rocker, I was driving around doing my cast today, listening to Mad Radio 92.7 here in Madison, and I'm just amazed by the Saturday lineup here on Civic Media. I mean, yeah. it is rocking. I mean, starting at like 11 o'clock with Dame by Local with Jason Hafeman. Love hearing about the local businesses here in Madison. That's pretty cool. And then what's after? Oh, the Cripes cast. With Charlie Parent. Dude, have you listened?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I've loved Charlie for a long time.
Yeah.
And listened to him, and he's a hoot, right?
We played his music here on Max Inc. Radio, too, man.
Hey, Jimmy, say hello to his mom for me, will you?
Hello, Mom. How you doing? Well, say hello to your mom, too. Hello, Mama Rocker. Under the helmet with... the Gravedigger.
Yeah, man. It makes Gilbert me hungry Brown. For a Gilbert burger.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. They're a hoot, dude. Oh. They're great. They were talking about the Gravedigger's family today. His mom, his brothers. Great stories.
I saw that he was getting his thigh cast, and they were going to make a cast of his leg. It's like giant.
Yeah. It's bigger than you, dude. It's bigger than your hands.
Yeah. You can like fit a whole like week's worth of groceries in just his leg.
Civicmedia.us if you want more information on the schedule and shows in your market, because we are statewide. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on Max Inc. Radio tonight, man. Tell us about it.
Jimmy, we do. Around just after 6:30, we have Job Boogie coming in. He is the founder and singer and bassist of Natty Nation. He has a new album coming out, and we'll hear all about that. Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham. We'll be talking to Dennis. He'll be on the phone telling us about the Rock Onsen band application is going to be starting up March 1st and how to enter your band in that and what you can win. Lincoln Barr, 8:30, is going to be talking with Terry Barr. Of course, Terry Barr is down on the beach somewhere in Florida right now. But she was able to catch Lincoln Barr, and we'll hear that interview coming up soon. Devil's Lair. A Dem Test Fay, he's going to be right here live. We had him in here about a year ago. It was a treat. He has a new EP coming out very soon.
Yeah, dude,
and he'll
new
be playing
music.
Some songs.
His new music is awesome.
Oh, man. And he's got some great shows coming up, so we'll hear all about that. Max and Kevy with Jimmy K and Rocker. That's coming up 10 p.m. And we'll be interviewing Fall to Rise, Betsy Rise, at a little after 10:30. And, of course, Essential, Last Crack at 11.
This band has a show March 10th. That's a Friday at the Red Rooster. And if you like to dance, you should go. It's Rare Element. It's called Speedball. This is a live recorded song off the soundboard somewhere. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Thank you. Maxinc Radio. We are local music. Rare Element. You can see them at the Red Rooster on Friday, March 10th. Get your dancing shoes on because they bring the horns big time. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night for Maxinc Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. She'll be back soon, though. Maxinc Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Get your hand-blowing glass accessories right now at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, a brand new sponsor here at Tabax Inc. Radio, the Aaron Weber Group, Realty Group here in Madison. The most trusted name in real estate, MoveToMadison.com. If you want to check them out, MoveToMadison.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful winter storm bringing lots of rain and snow to Southern California.
Powerful storm system pummeling the west, unleashing flooding rains and heavy snow on Southern California. The storm swirling over the entire state. LA saw high winds of up to 40 miles per hour, coupled with record rainfall. Burbank also picked up more than half a foot of rain.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw. The EPA is stepping in, temporarily halting the removal of toxic waste from the site of the Eastern Ohio train derailment. While residents are eager to have the waste removed, local officials in other states where the waste is said to be stored are raising concerns. The EPA says it will review and vet all waste removal by the rail company before any more is transferred. The Biden administration's plan to forgive the student debt of millions of borrowers is set to have its day in court on Tuesday. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over challenges to the plan that would forgive up to $20,000 in individual loans. This is ABC News.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ja Boogie from Natty Nation has a brand new solo album out. It's called Spiritual Work. We're going to have a talk with Ja in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a brand new song, Rendezvous. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
the sacrament to take you to heaven. I wanna get your eye, yeah. Become lost in the good conversation. Pour out ceremonial libation. And I love it with the good vibration. Love will come again. So just come together, let's rendezvous.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Ja Boogie there from a brand new album called Spiritual Work. Hey, don't forget to check out the Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us. Get the podcast from all the previous shows. The live and the double layers performances is all there. Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy Ja Boogie is the bassist, singer, and founder of legendary Mad City reggae artist Natty Nation. And Ja Boogie is releasing a new album, Spiritual Work, along with his friend Captain Dave of Dub Foundation on Saturday, March 4th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Ja Boogie is in the studio to tell us about the new album and release show this weekend. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. I love the new music.
Thank you.
It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Ja Boogie, you've been jamming the reggae vibe in your band Natty Nation since the mid-90s. Tell us a little background on yourself and about your musical journey.
Well, we started Natty in 95, had many different members through the years. You know, we had a Jamaican, J-Max.
Oh, yeah.
In the band. He passed in 2001. Mm. We had Pete on drums. We had Paulie on drums. We had a cup of tea, guitar. We had Fuzzy, he's another guitar player. We didn't have a keyboard player yet until Aaron Conkle came along in 2002. And
even Bradley Fish for a small bit.
Actually, I was talking to Johan, and we were talking about that yesterday, actually, how, you know, because we play, what were we talking about? We were talking about Weedstock.
Oh, Weedstock. I remember Weedstock.
Yeah. Like 95, 96, 97. Around in there. So we've been around the area for, I don't know, 25, you know, quite a few years. And we were, I always wanted to have a reggae band. We came out of another band called Arawak Jah, myself, Pete, and Steve, Cup of Tea. And then we created Natty in 95, around about. And we've been going ever since.
I can't remember, mid-90s or so, a bunch of us went to Weedstock at some farm out in Mount Horeb. It rained all weekend long, and everybody got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you had to get on the chain gang to pull people out and wait your turn to get pulled out.
Yep.
It was horrible. But the music was fun. And
yep. It was worth the time. Yeah, it was worth the time.
So does it blow you away, Ja, just how long Natty Nation has been around?
Yeah, man.
If you look at amazing. The body of work that you all have, mm-hmm. the amount of shows, the amount of crowds, the amount of people dancing in the streets for you, it has to be so humbling.
It is. People knowing the songs. I mean, a lot of studio albums, a lot of live albums. It's a lot of songs. You know, the catalog is big through the years, and a lot of people knew those songs. I mean, there's people that are like of age now that were like, yeah, I was 7 years old when. Just dating me. I was like, man, I'm old. like my mom used to bring me to the show. I was like 7. Like, what?
Get out of here.
And they're like 30 now, you know? It's like, man, like, yeah, that's it's incredible.
You know,
yeah.
There's a really rare CD, if you can find it, on Natty Nation. It was from one of the old Bomblastica shows that Natty played way back in the early 2000s, and it was called Boomblastica.
Yes. What was that, 2001? Or was that 2000?
Well, I know it was very early. J-Max was on that.
He was
recording.
On that one. Okay, yep. So that was probably 99 in area, 99, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Yep.
Wow. Long time ago.
Boomblastica.
Boomblastica. Yes, but, well, hey, tell us now, what inspired you to create your create music under your own name?
Well, actually, Kevin Kinsella, I always looked up to him. He was with John Brown's Body, who I met. They're out of Ithaca, New York, you know, area. And we met them in 97 when we went to New York for the first time. And, like, he branched off probably, like, man, he's been a solo artist for a minute. So I was inspired by him for sure. And just I was inspired by this music that Captain Smooth was, these instrumentals that he had. And he had just put them out, what was it, like almost winter of 21 or 22. And I started listening. I was like, hey, I can write something to this. Because he was like, oh, I got the instrumentals up. All I need is a singer, some singers. I was like, I can sing on this. I like texted him. He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And then I didn't know it was going to be an album at the time. I just did a couple songs.
Yeah.
I did Miss Music and Raise Up off the album. And then all of a sudden, I just started listening to more of the instrumentals, and they just started talking to me. And I just started creating songs from the instrumentals. I was like, wait a minute. I can do a solo.
Wow.
My first solo record, you know. And I'm surprised it took me this long.
Well, tell us about the new album, Spiritual Works. It's out next Saturday, March 4th, and downloadable at bandcamp.com.
Right now.
Right now. This is where I got my copy.
Mm-hmm.
As we wow. speak. Mm-hmm. So how many tracks are on the full album?
That's 9 tracks. And we are also a dub album's coming.
Okay.
A whole like dub album of these 9 will be coming soon after.
Wow.
So it's going to be, a lot of stuff. So that's 9 songs plus the dubs later.
Is it fun making a dub of your songs? Like you have the original amazing. Song and then make it a dub.
Yep. Yep. That's all Captain Smooth's job, you know. Yeah. He gets in there and just tinkers around.
He makes it smooth.
Makes it smooth, you know. So, this record, you know, it's close to my heart. You know, I started to just write, you know, songs from the rhythms that I was hearing. Things started to come to me. You know, I wrote the song Spiritual Work probably summertime, you know, just kind of, you know, get the gardening vibe because I have a garden and I talk about it in the song.
We got to talk tomatoes and peppers.
Yes.
I have a garden.
See? So
I have the big old north side backyard here. Mm-hmm. Half of, maybe 3/4 of it is garden.
Nice.
He does have an amazing garden. I'll tell you.
That's close to my heart as well.
Tell us about Dub Foundation and how maybe this new project is different from Natty Nation.
Well, what makes it different is the horns, number one.
Yeah.
Full horn section. I've never played in a band with horns like that. Dude, and I've been playing. I've been playing with all types of music through my life, punk and rock and everything. I've never played with horns.
Is it true?
There, you know.
Is it true? Once you play with horns, you never go back and play without horns.
Not really, because it's. I mean, because both are two different animals. You know, the horns is it's like another form of vocals coming in. You know, or some type of like background vocals or harmonies and stuff like that. So, you know, I must say that's what's different is the horn section. Also the background singers. I got my daughter. She's of age now. This is her first time in the music, and she's with her old man, you know.
So that's awesome.
I got her on the, she's one of my background singers, as well as Raquel Alleman. She's very, very talented. And that's what's the difference. The background singing of females and the horns. That's the number one different thing. It's a huge band. That's the other difference.
Raquel has some solo stuff that's out really good. I actually have a couple songs we play every once in a while here on the radio.
So it's just becoming kind of a musical family.
That's awesome.
Of sorts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I was going to ask how was it working with your daughter on a recording?
It's incredible because I'm just showing her the ropes with this whole thing. It's so new to her. And, you know, in a sense of her doing it. She's been watching me do it forever, of course. But for her to join in. And what's so interesting is that when she sings in a lower tone, she sounds so much like me that Dave was like, when he was mixing it, he was like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Like, I can't tell you the difference between you sometimes, other than I know she's on that track and you're on that track. But the way our, you know, voices blend together is pretty amazing. You know, that family vibe. So the apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say. So when she sings in a lower register, she sounds a lot like me.
That's awesome.
Wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for her own music one day. We'll have her right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Tell us about your upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th. Yes. So this is going to be the release party. Raquel's band is going to open for that.
What's the name of that band?
Alleman. Like her last name. Yeah. And it's just going to be... Like I said, family situation. So she's going to rock. We got Barris is the singer for the Foundation, Jamaican brother. And he's going to do a partial set. And then I'm going to end it off. And then there's DJ Kayla Cush in between.
Ooh.
So it's just, it's going
to
be great.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yep. Big shout out. You know, she was, we were on her radio program last weekend. Dave did some live dubs.
Nice.
Yeah, Dave is amazing. He's an amazing musician, and he's been doing sound for Natty for many years too. So it's like a family, you know, family affair. We've done a lot of stuff together.
That's right. When Natty played here in the Devil's Lair, he was doing sound.
That's right.
You know, Kayla can sing too. She's a great DJ, but she can sing.
See, so we may have to get her to join in on the vocals as well. You know, because I love having those female vocals in there. You can't replace them, you know. They're just their own thing. So when you have them, it's just like it adds so much textures. You know, that's what I love about this record too. Is there's so many textures of vocals along with me. It just makes it sound like a choir. The choruses are huge. The way Dave mixed it, and you know, it was probably quite the feat for him because so much stuff coming at him. Like horn section, I'm singing four different parts. My daughter's singing two, three different parts. Raquel's singing two, three different parts, three, four, no matter, you know, depending on the song. So that's a lot of tracks coming at you. So he had to figure out what's going to go where because you're competing with horns. Vocals competing with horns. So he had to do probably a lot of panning and, okay, we're going to have him over there, her, you know.
Wow.
So you have to listen to this with headphones.
Now, Jai Boogie, you're also going to be down in Chicago at the Wild Hare and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary on March 25th. The Wild Hare and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary. What is that?
And you have 20 seconds.
It's crazy. I mean, the Wild Hare is a tradition down in Chicago. They were at a different, they were in Wrigleyville. Now they're in a different hood, and I don't remember where it's at. But they've been... That's been going on for years. I think like a couple decades.
Where do we find more information about you online?
You can go to, I think it's jaboogie.org.
And get that free download. Or not free, but it is a download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the artist. And It's super easy, but the songs are great. Ja, congratulations.
You. Appreciate it. Appreciate
another
it.
Chapter of your musical career.
Exactly.
It's exactly. Great. It's great. Let's hear some brand new music once again from Ja Boogie. The title track is called Spiritual Work. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Up in the dawning, meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I walk into my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do one. When I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. One, when I look into the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces.
Ja Boogie and Spiritual Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Ja for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Still to come tonight, we got a double dip of Arsenal Hand to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, plus Dennis Graham from Rockconson is going to step in. Adem Tesfaye later in the Devil's Lair. Right now, Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles on Max Inc. Radio.
Summer's the perfect season, so reason I feel anemic. Shackles under my creases, if you think it, you'll believe it. Actions are so misleading, my mattress is typopedic, metaphorically speaking. Life's a movie, it deepens, and we so far from the sea. Living to the fullest, my Bible, I'm scheming through it. Painting pictures of the scripture, interpret the vision dimming. So I dumb it down a little for those who stuck in the middle. Still I challenge my mental, hate to sound like a riddle. Though they only judge flaws, I only answer to God. Second guess at my obsession till I see Nicki Minaj. I ain't choosing, I'm chosen. Nothing new till you notice. You call me gay like I ain't go to steal. Guess the rock won enough, they wrote the overkill.
still I rise. You either live or die. It's like they trying to fight it. This fight is being united. We won. See, I declare war. We won. Make God just the criminals, intentionally biblical. Hardest rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me. Is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation. I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. As I recite a Bible and wonder, like, what would I do? Idols become your rival. You part ways like the Nile River. Runneth over as you look over your shoulder. You see pain, you see pleasure. Rainy days, bad weather. Had to shed a few feathers. It was all for the better. Love them all, judge none. Live them like I'm getting young. Well, my mom's want a daughter and my pops want a son. But the way my life is set up, I haven't decided what. Well, I haven't. I did in an unstable crib. I'm real with myself. There's no room for a kid. No, really. Who am I kidding? Pushing 30 to the limit and searching for me and Mrs. Need a woman, not women. My mama noticed the difference. What's the point of new beginnings? If I could predict the ending, they only care about winning. What? Like them losses and important scar, heart, no emotion, about to blow this bitch open. They trying to fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Make God just the criminals, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation, I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. People will judge you in life, but who are they to judge? Me personally, I just want salvation. Living in a rainbow is just a subliminal message to the ear. You may think gay when you hear rainbow, but I'm living in a ruler state of mind. I'm a queen. We're building loyalty on our destination, limiting the proper novelty effectively.
Only speak truth, it may cause a sting. Jamming like Teddy on that DJ sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na. Nah.
it if you don't want to.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250